My guest this morning made his name during the golden era of Aussie pub rock in the 80s. He peppered the chart with hits from his band Australian Crawl, and since going solo, he's notched up an impressive string of albums and singles like Hammerhead, Fall of Rome and Red Light Avenue. James Rain will be releasing a new album in February next year, and he joins me on the line. James, welcome to 2NM.
Thanks, Max. Good morning.
Now, it's been 4 years since your last album. Why the long wait?
I don't know. I've been working. I've been doing lots of gigs and, I suppose, writing and just being involved in other things. I suppose it just takes that time.
Fair enough.
It's been 4 years, wow.
Well, the last album, Ghost Ships, was acoustic. What can we expect on the new album?
This is not an acoustic album. It's a sort of everything album. There's a couple of acoustic songs on there, but this is a, you know, properly produced band sort of album.
Interestingly, there's a stripped back version of the new single English Girl on your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
It's a very personal and engaging version of it. If you compare being on stage with a band to just singing by yourself with your guitar, what difference does that make for you when you're performing?
I think there is a difference in the sense that acoustic, you tend to, just by the very nature of the instrumentation, it just tends to become and sound more personal. Because, you know, there's nothing else going on, so you can hear all the space, you know. The sign of an okay song is if it does actually hold up acoustically. Whereas with the band, it's much more, you know, you've got a big fat rock and roll band pounding behind you, you've got to yell for a start to get it. But, and so it's just, there is a different kind of approach.
I can imagine the riff from English Girl bouncing around in your head waiting for words to be attached to it. Is that the way that you write?
You're absolutely right. That particular song, I write all, you know, songs happen all sorts of different ways, but you're absolutely right with that song. I had that, the verse sort of, verse and chorus sort of musical feel. I just had that for ages. I used to play it at sound checks. And I kept playing it going, this is something, what is this? And I played to other people saying, well, is this something? They go, nah. You know, it doesn't ring any bells. So I thought, well, sure, because it came really easily, that bit. And if they come really easily, I always think I've probably stolen it from somewhere, but I haven't. And then you start singing just noises to it. Uh-huh. And that's how a song like that just starts to happen.
Well, I reckon it's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Doing some reading about you, the phrase critically acclaimed seems to be a recurring theme in your work. How important is commercial success to you?
Very. I think it's always nice to have, you know, huge commercial success. That's always fantastic. If suddenly you've got a record, you know, a song at number one and, you know, you're selling lots of records and wherever you go it's completely sold out, that's always a tremendous thing to happen. I think anyone that says otherwise is lying.
Well, what do you think of the music and the musicians that reality TV shows are producing at the moment, things like X Factor and Idol?
Look, I don't know. I don't really. I've never really ever watched. I'm aware of them, obviously, but I think they've been on in a room in my house and I probably walked through the room and sort of, okay, is this stuff. It seems it's one way to get some success, I guess. But I don't think it gives you, if you want to be a credible, long-term, original, I don't think a lot of super original people who have a real original voice take that route anyway, you know? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of great original people do emerge, but I certainly don't think they'll emerge through that kind of approach. I may be wrong. And the thing that amuses me, though, is that I know there's one of the shows, I don't know which one, but there's a certain guy on there who's a judge, and 5 minutes ago he was a contestant. So it obviously shows you that, you know, it doesn't take much to go from contestant to judge on one of those. So, you know, I'm old-fashioned. I just think you should get out there and ply your craft, really, and work hard at it.